This is Ricky Cook, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Thanks a lot, Loretta, for making my life hell. And all them woman done wrong songs that you sang so well. My woman's got all your records, knows every line you wrote. Thanks a lot, Loretta, you taught her everything she knows. You stopped my honky-tonking and all my running round. The boys I used to drink with say the whiskey sales are down. Now I can't come home and drink since you tightened up the chain. Thanks a lot, Loretta, you're the one to blame. Thanks a lot, Loretta, you deserve a great big hand. She got what she wanted, a rehabilitated man. Now everybody knows that the queen of a country song, not the king of doing wrong, right down on his throne. Poor coal miner's daughter, you're as sexy as I've seen. But that don't make it right, Loretta, for making it hard on me. Now I'm staying home every night just like she thinks I should. Thanks a lot, Loretta, you've done me in for good. Thanks a lot, Loretta, you deserve a great big hand. She got what she wanted, a rehabilitated man. Now everybody knows that the queen of a country song, not the king of doing wrong, right down on his throne.
Now I'm talking to Ricky Cook.
Yeah, how are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good.
Well, welcome to Nashville.
Well, thank you. So tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from a little town in Tennessee. What's funny, it's actually the smallest town in the state. I said I run red lights for 5 years because I didn't know red meant stop. And I stay lost. You know, when you're from like that, it's just a few roads. You don't have to remember many.
So what got you into country music?
I don't think anything got me in it. I think country music got me. I think I was just born with it, you know. I was just born loving it. I remember being a little bitty, and my grandmother was a songwriter, and she played the guitar and organ, and she was a good songwriter. And I said, "Mama, how you write them songs?" She said, "Well, honey, it's easy. You just tell a story and make the ends rhyme." Found out it's a little harder than that, but... Yeah, so I started writing when I was little, and not anything that was a hit, but, you know, I wrote little songs, and I love doing it. I love writing and singing.
Well, that's good, because we've been playing Thanks a Lot, Loretta.
That's a great song. Good song to me. You know, Loretta called me.
Really?
And that was so funny. June 4th. I mean, how you forget the day Loretta Lynn calls you, right? She called me up. Her granddaughter had sent me a message on Facebook and said, you available in a few minutes to talk? Well, I just thought she's going to call. We had talked before, you know, a few times. I said, well, sure. The phone rings, and it was Catherine. I said, hey, honey, like I always would. I said, hey, honey, how you doing? How you doing, Catherine? And another voice says, baby, this ain't Catherine, it's Loretta. And I just want to say, thanks a lot, Ricky. And I like just died. I was standing there in my kitchen. I just thought I was going to just pay. I said, this can't be Loretta. She says, honey, it is. And she said, listen, I've been listening to your music, and I've watched that video all day. I've got the biggest kick out of it. And she said, that steel guitar in there is great. And she said, it's the best country music I've heard in years. And she said, I want you to come down to my ranch and work for me. Well, I thought maybe she had found out I used to work in the horse barns. I said, what am I going to do, shovel? You know? But I hadn't went down there yet, but, you know, to sing or anything, but imagine I will at some time. But it was just great getting that call from her, and she's a wonderful, wonderful person.
Because she does a lot of shows there, doesn't she?
She does quite a few, but she's great. And you know her sister, Peggy Sue?
Yeah.
Peggy Sue's in the video of that song.
Okay.
Yep. And Peggy's like my music mama. You know, we stay in touch every day. And she's just great. She's just great. And she gives me songwriting advice. About 6 weeks ago, she says, hey, I got a good song title for you. I said, all right. She said, Angel, go back to heaven and leave my hell alone. We wrote it, and it'll be on the next album. And she wrote Don't Come Home A-Drinkin', you know.
Okay, yeah, yes, indeed.
And she wrote another song for Loretta. You want to give me a lift, but this old gal ain't going that far. So anyway.
Yeah. So what's your new single?
My new single is a song titled It's All in the Kiss. Okay. And when I wrote that song, I just thought, you know, how do we lose love? You know, I think about people getting divorced a lot, and the rate just keeps getting higher and higher. And I think, why? You know, how much did you love that person the day you met them and married them, right? I mean, that was a great day. So something happened from that day to that bad one come. And I'm like, you know, it's all in the kiss. Because that's the first spark. That's the first fire. So if you quit kissing, well, maybe you're going to quit something else and something else and something else. So the song is just kind of, it ain't about the roses, it ain't about the wine, it ain't about the box of candy. It's just about that kiss.
Keep the passion going.
Yeah. Yeah, keep that fire going. This is Ricky Cook, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
It ain't necessarily all the things that you think it might be. Candlelight's overrated. It don't need to be complicated. Just put your arms around her and look deep into her eyes. And before the night is over, you will realize it's all in the kiss. That's where the proof in the loving is. You just know it when you taste her lips, that it's all in the kiss. No matter what you do, you will always find the truth. Your heart will tell you where the real love is. Yeah, it's all in the kiss. It ain't all about the roses, a box of candy now and then. It ain't nothing but a feeling that comes from deep within. You know it's really easy, just a simple little thing, to show her that you need her and what love really means. It's all in a kiss. That's where the proof in the loving is. You just know it when you taste her lips, that it's all in the kiss. No matter what you do, you will always find the truth. Your heart will tell you where the real love is. Yeah, it's all in the kiss. It's all in the kiss. That's where the proof in the loving is. You just know it. Taste her lips, that it's all in the kiss. Yeah, that's where the real love is. It's all in the kiss.
Do you perform much?
I do. I'm going to, we'll leave here Friday night, and I'll be in Selma, North Carolina, Saturday night for a show. And then we've got several songwriter rounds coming up that we'll be doing here in town. June 15th, I'll be at Capitol Theater with Linda Davis. You know, okay, Linda, I love here. Linda. Yeah. And Anita Cochran will be there. And Lulu Roman from Hee Haw, four of us doing that show. Be fun. So we got, you know, a handful of things like that throughout the year. And I'm sure between now and then we'll book more. We're going to New York on March 14th. I forgot about that. We'll be playing up there.
Have you thought about going to Europe at all?
I'd love to. I've never been.
Really?
I've never been. I said I didn't know if I could fly that far. I don't know how long it takes because I don't like flying.
Okay. Well, if you can get the direct flight, it's about 9 hours. It's still 9 hours wherever you go from, really.
Yeah.
And then it's the internal flight if you don't go direct.
But I'd like to go, and I'd love to play. I got a lot of fans over there, you know. I see that I do on Facebook, you know. They'll send me stuff from, oh, gosh, I don't want to forget this. This is important. Speaking of the UK, there's a guy that has a radio, Sunday morning radio show over there, Evan Williams. Is his name, and he plays my music, and he's playing this new single. Well, this other fella named Gary Lafferty got a hold of it, and line dancing, I guess, is real big over there where you guys are.
Yeah.
And it is here too. Well, they had their 23rd award show, line dancing award show, at some place there in the UK. I don't remember the name of the hotel. I'm sorry, I don't want to be dumb.
Okay.
But the guy did a line dance to it and won an award.
Well, there you go.
And I thought, well, how about that? And I didn't know it until a radio station in Iowa had me on a song war challenge, you know.
Yeah.
And that guy voted for me. And in his vote, he tagged the YouTube video of that. So I watched it. So then I got in touch with all those people, him and Evan Williams and different ones, and... I'm going to send them a bunch of stuff.
Well, we must get you out over there and get you rolling.
If you can book me over there somewhere, just holler and we'll get on. We'll ride a bus till the water starts and then we'll hop a plane.
Ricky, thanks for talking to
us. Thanks for talking to me.
And good luck for the new music. We're playing it, and I'm sure you'll be sending all the new material as it comes out.
I sure will.
Good.
I will.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. This is Ricky Cook, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Just singer, trying to tell the truth. Spell it out in black and white about somebody down in blue. I sing it like I see it. I don't know no other way. You're a little bit city-fied, you might have found it kind of hard to take. If that's just too country, if that's just too sad, if that's just too country, well, that's just too bad. They must be feeling pretty smart. They forget the country folks that put them where they are. If that's just too country, if that's just too sad, if that's just too country, well, that's just too bad. Too damn bad.